From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to have you there by the radio on this Friday as we continue and conclude a study on the value of the Christian home. Our key text throughout the course of this particular week has been Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15, and particularly the last part of verse 15, where Joshua said to the children of Israel, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And I believe that that's a commitment that every grandmother, grandfather, mother, and father must make as it relates to their home and family. Make a commitment, make a determination that you will serve the Lord. And keep in mind that as Joshua was giving this particular challenge, it started with him. He says, "As for me, the head of my house and my house, we will serve the Lord." Fathers and grandfathers, make certain that you're the one that makes that commitment and then leads the rest of your family to serve the Lord. Well, I have shared with you what I believe to be the description of a Christian home, and I've said so far that it is one where God's Word is central. It is one where biblical principles are applied consistently. It is one where family members know the Lord. It is one where the local church is a priority, and then it is one where a testimony for Jesus Christ is evident. There could be other things that describe the Christian home and family, but those are five basic foundational pillars. And then we've been looking at the value of the Christian home, and I've shared three of them with you so far. Number one, that the Christian home is used of God to bring children to Christ. Number two, it is used of God to strengthen God's other institutions of civil government and the local church. Number three, it is used of God to impact society. Now today, I want to wrap up our study by looking at three final value systems, value foundational pillars, as it were, of the home and family. And that is, the home and family that's Christian is used of God to support the local church. It really is. The Christian home and family is used of God to support the local church. Now, I've emphasized earlier in this study that the Christian home and the family is going to be involved in the local church. I honestly believe, I have a conviction about this, beloved, that if you say that you are a Christian home and family, and yet the local church is not a priority in your home and family, you're not a Christian home and family from the biblical perspective. Because the local church, as one of God's three institutions, the other being civil government, and then, of course, the home and family, the local church is something that every Christian is to be involved with. And moms and dads and grandmoms and granddads are to be leading their children to be involved in the local church. And therefore, it is through the home and the family that the local church is supported. And you say, how is that done, Pastor Gary? Well, first of all, the local church is supported through the family by prayer. You know, it's a tremendous thing for families to get together to pray for their local church. I've known of situations where families often get together and criticize the local church. You know, I've been brought up in the local church, and I've often referred to the fact that I'm a churchman. And I think one of the reasons for that is because of the fact that I never heard my parents criticize our local church. Now, I'm sure there were problems there because there's problems with every church. But my parents always prayed for the local church and encourage me to be involved with the local church. In a Christian home, we'll do that. Not only will the Christian home support the local church through prayer, but also through financial giving. You see, moms and dads will tithe unto the work of the Lord. And by the way, tithing is not the end of our giving to the work of the Lord. I've often felt it's the very beginning of our giving to the work of the Lord. But moms and dads will teach their children to do the same. I can remember my wife Nancy and I talking to our three children when they were very young and encouraged them to give to the work of the Lord. And they did when they were children, and they do today, as far as I know. And that's one of the ways the family can support the local church. And then, of course, the family can support the local church through involving themselves with the local church, making certain that they don't forsake it, but that they are there in their attendance. And I will tell you that when the family prays for the local church, gives to the local church, and involves itself in the local church, that God will be honored and glorified, and the local church will benefit from that. And that is what a good Christian home and family will do. Then, number five in this entire list, the second for today, the value of the Christian home is that it is used of God to provide Christian workers. It is used of God to provide Christian workers. You see, Christian families that are biblically centered will pray for and encourage the family members to serve the Lord. I mentioned to you my own personal testimony. And if you missed it the other day, let me just share it in brief. The day that I was born, August the 22nd, 1952, my grandfather, who was a pastor for 60 years all told, he and my great-grandmother, his mother-in-law, prayed that I would get saved and come to Christ. I never knew that until I took my first church and after I preached my first sermon. And then my mother relayed that information to me. And so the day that I was born, Papa Mike and Mom Hood, as I called them, prayed that I would get saved and grow to serve the Lord. And now I've been in the ministry for nearly 50 years. And I believe a lot of that is because of the way that my grandfather and great-grandmother prayed for me. And I believe that it's important for those of us who have children and grandchildren to encourage them to serve the Lord. Do you do that? Moms and dads, grandparents, your number one responsibility as it relates to your children is not to tell them to make good grades that they might go out and get a good job. I've heard that taught. I've heard that taught in Christian schools. No. Thank the Lord. Surely they ought to make good grades. And thank the Lord if they get a good job. But I am convinced on the teaching of the Word of God that moms and dads ought to encourage their children to come to Christ and then grow to serve the Lord. Make that first and foremost in their life. And then, of course, God might lead them into full-time ministry. He might lead them to be some sort of an entrepreneur where they're making millions of dollars. But you see, the point of emphasis is that as parents and grandparents, we should do everything that we can to encourage our children to serve the Lord. We should challenge our children to go to the mission field. We should challenge our children to go into the pastorate, into evangelism, whatever the case may be. Because it's out of the home and family that Christian workers are provided. And then the sixth value of the Christian home, as we are sharing it this week, and the third one for today, is that the Christian home is used to glorify God in all things. It really is. It is used to glorify God in all things. And that's done by showing His faithfulness, by revealing His works to others as God is working in that home and family. When a testimony is given, it glorifies God. The Christian home and family glorifies God by proclaiming the Word of God and by raising up Christian witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, one of the things that we need today is the Christian home and family that follows biblical principles that will be used of God to strengthen society, to strengthen the local church, to support even civil government. I've emphasized that throughout the course of this week. But I want to give you a bold warning today as we come to the conclusion of our study. And that's the fact that Satan will do everything that he can to destroy the Christian home. He seeks whom he may devour. As Jesus says, he comes, that is, the devil comes to kill and steal and destroy. That's in John chapter 10 and verse 10a. And no matter what you do in your Christian home, Satan will do everything that he can to try to disrupt it. And so make certain that you keep your eye in the Word of God, that you keep your focus on the things of the Lord. Because you see, I believe that the value of the Christian home is beyond our ability to measure. But every husband, every wife, every grandfather, every grandmother, and every child should be compelled to build Christian homes from the biblical perspective, where God's Word is central, where biblical principles are applied consistently, where family members know the Lord, where the local church is a priority, where a testimony for Jesus Christ is evident. Does that describe your home? Do as Joshua said back there in Joshua 24 and verse 15, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Make the choice now to develop your home into a bastion of biblical truth. Don't delay. God wants Christian homes. The church needs Christian homes. The culture benefits from Christian homes. And so, by God's grace, make yours a Christian home and watch how God will use it for the glory of God. Thank you so very much for joining me today. I trust you go to church on Sunday, and then the Lord willing on Monday, we'll gather around the radio once again. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why we say, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.